Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Social media and the state political world kind of a buzz this morning after a comment made by State Senator Pete Lucido. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live and local with more, Charlie.
Tom, State Senator Pete Lucido from Macomb County, he told a 22-year-old female reporter that she could have a lot of fun with a group of boys from De La Salle High School. The group of about 30 was visiting Lucido at the Capitol when Lucido made those remarks. Allison Donahue, she's from the Michigan Advance, called the comments sexist. She asked Lucido to explain himself in her article, and Lucido assured her that there was nothing personal, nothing disingenuous, no harm. Social media voicing a lot of support for the reporter, Miss Donahue. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
And we are getting reaction to Senator Lucido's comments. WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas is live and local with that part of our story, Vicki.
And I'm here in downtown Detroit, Tom, where Darcy McConnell, a former newspaper reporter turned president and CEO of McConnell Communications, is weighing in on this and her thoughts on the reporter.
Well, I'll admit there are probably too many times to count as a journalist that I probably encountered that stuff. And so I got to applaud her as a 22-year-old who actually did something about it. We kind of took it as, I don't know, unfortunately, it's kind of sad to say it came with the territory. So she's applauded for taking a step forward from where we probably were in the time that I functioned as a reporter.
And as far as State Senator Pete Lucido goes, she says,
well, at best, again, he wants her to be a sex ed teacher to these boys. It makes no sense. It defies logic in terms of him saying it. But it was clear at the moment that he said it that she was uncomfortable and these kids took it in a way that was inappropriate. And so from that standpoint, he's needed to take a step back, do the right thing, apologize, and move on.
Reporting live and local in downtown Detroit, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.